T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Happy Tuesday. Good morning. Thank you so much for listening. Yesterday was great. Beautiful day. Nice. A lot of wind kept it cool because it was in the... It was actually like around 80 here, the hottest point. But so that I think what we had yesterday is basically what we're getting this week, Vin.
Nice summer week. Yep.
Yep. That'll be nice. We did the Johnny Mosley podcast yesterday. So that is up and available for your listening pleasure. You can find that at RadioAlice.com or at Radio.com, wherever you get your podcasts from. And you can follow him on Instagram at Johnny Mosley Pod. It was fun yesterday. We had Dibs from Joe Lo and Dibs, the morning show over on The Game. Dibs and I got into it a little bit, you know, because they are the competition.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's a pretty funny show. Dibs is great. All right, well, let's get started here with Bubba Wallace. So on Sunday. Bubba Wallace is a NASCAR driver, and he's the only black, major leaguer in the NASCAR. It was the Geico 500 at Talladega, and it got postponed on Sunday. So everyone was there at the track on Sunday, and somebody flew a plane overhead that had a Confederate flag and a defund NASCAR, one of those big sort of sky banners.
Why'd it get postponed?
It got postponed because all of a sudden lightning started striking everywhere.
Oh, okay.
And so the weather sort of rolled in, but I don't want to say it's funny. I guess, you know, danger of being struck by lightning is hardly ever funny, except that there were all the way outside of the actual racetrack, because no Confederate flags are allowed into the race facility. So people did a parade with Confederate flags. I mean, like, yay, we're bigots, here's our parade. And then they set up across the street and had like a big sort of protest thing. And NASCAR made the joke that, you know, oh, look, a lightning storm. Oops. So anyway, the whole thing got postponed to yesterday. And Bubba Wallace got a huge show of support before it began. Mm-hmm. All the drivers and crews walked out behind his number 43 car as it was pushed to the starting line. It's, they're saying here dozens of drivers. And I think it looked like more than that. To me, it looked like maybe a couple hundred people, like basically everyone who was in there.
It was, it's an awesome display of support.
It is.
And
it's great.
I don't know if you know the story, but Bubba Watson found, I don't know who Wallace. Found it, Bubba Wallace, sorry, that I keep mixing him up with that golfer. Anyway, Bubba Wallace is the guy who, there was a noose in his garage
at the track. I forgot to mention that. And that's the whole thing here.
The noose is about the worst symbol that you could possibly put there in his garage, as far as I'm concerned. I mean, I guess, you know, short of a burning cross, which is hard to make happen without getting caught, I would guess. Although I hope they catch this.
Well, here's the thing, Vin. They actually, they even have the FBI on this.
I told you that yesterday. Like, yeah, they
no
called
fans,
in everybody.
No fans were able to access this area. So they're saying it had to be somebody there in the facility.
Mm-hmm.
and that it's, you know, they're hoping, and they say this person, whoever it is, when they find out, banned for life, whatever Good. Other things come along with it, that this person will be out. Yeah, there it is. They're going all in, finding out who's responsible for this news. They're working with the FBI. Whoever did it will be banned for life. So this is, oh, I see it here. He's the, oh, by the way, he came, Bubba, I don't know how many people were in this race, but he came in 14th place. Ryan, somebody named Ryan Blaney won. I don't know who that is. 82-year-old team owner Richard Petty joined the procession, to, obviously to support his own driver there. And
Richard Petty is an all-time great in the sport. And also, I'm not sure. Did you just say he's a team owner?
He actually owns the Bubba 43 Wallace's car. Team. Yeah,
right. I think he very famously. I could be wrong. And, you know, texters can let me know. I think he famously raced the 43 car. And that was his number when he raced, I think. And so that car has stayed in on his team, or that number, I should say. But that's an honor to have someone that great. And he said he's going to be at the track to support Bubba through this. And that's awesome, because that's a guy who hopefully can change some hearts and some minds. You know, he's
well, Petty,
a long-time,
I mean, just
hero of the sport.
Name Petty is like, you know, I know nothing about, I mean, there's a few drivers' names that sort of get said in the general public, because I know nothing about NASCAR, but Petty's a name you've heard.
Right.
The guy's 82 now, and so he was out there, joined the procession to support his driver. So a big, you know, welcome show of support before yesterday's Geico 500 at Talladega. Yesterday, Joel Schumacher, he died yesterday after a year-long battle with cancer at 80, so nice long life. Even if you don't know the name, he has directed a million movies. St. Elmo's Fire, The Lost Boys, Flatliners, A Time to Kill, Falling Down, The Client, 8mm, Phantom of the Opera. They say here, one of the most underrated comedies of all time, DC Cab, starring Mr. T.
Oh, really?
And I'm not sure I saw that one. He has also been blamed for the death of the Batman franchise because of the one that starred George Clooney. Like, I guess, you know, the nipple outfit, they say, was the end of the... I don't know. It seems like Batman's still around, and we've done plenty of them since then.
Yeah, I don't know either.
He also directed, I believe, the last... How many Batmans did Val Kilmer do? Two or possibly three? He did one of those.
I don't know.
And Joel Schumacher once claimed he'd had between 10,000 and 20,000 sexual partners. So this is a guy.
Is that right?
That's his, apparently. I don't know. That's what he's, you know, that's what we're remembering for. So rest in peace, Joel Schumacher. He died after a year-long battle with cancer at age 80.
Looks like Val Kilmer only did one movie.
Oh, so he did.
He
really?
After the first one.
Huh. I'm actually surprised. He was my favorite Batman.
No, he wasn't.
He was. I loved
what?
Him. Yeah. Although I heard something where Michael Keaton is in talks to play like an older Batman character who's acting as sort of a mentor for some of the other DC Comics heroes. It's some show that's in development. He might actually come back to the... He was a good Batman, too.
I loved him as Batman.
Michael Keaton?
Yes.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's good.
Yeah,
I like Michael Keaton in everything. I think he's great.
He's a really, he's very solid. Mm-hmm. He's a very solid actor. Hamilton. Ugh. Stop it. It's so good. You're just so tainted by your own bad experience.
You're right. I absolutely am tainted by my own bad experience with it. Go on.
So there's a filmed version of the Broadway musical Hamilton, and that's coming to Disney Plus. It's going to be rolled out on July 3rd. And it's basically presented just the way it was on stage, except that they're able to get whatever angle that they need to. So it's like seeing the original show with the original Broadway players. But it's, you know, you're right there. So, Vinny, you'll be able to see everything.
I won't watch that.
Are you sure? It's so good.
I don't think I'm going to watch that. I mean, I am trapped inside, and we have been for a while, and it's funny how we're running out of shows that are worth watching.
I have a list for you in just a second.
I'm not to the bottom of it yet, though.
Oh, I get another letter, and I cannot put the notion away.
Take a break.
I'm on my way.
There's a little surprise before supper, and it cannot wait.
I'll be there in just a minute. Save my plate.
Alexander.
Okay, okay.
Your son is 9 years old today. He has something he'd like to say. He's been practicing all day. Philip, take it away.
That's so cute. Oh, my God. Okay, anyway, that's you'll get to see all that for yourself and more on July 3rd.
I can't wait.
Just the way it was presented on stage, with a couple of little tweaks so that it could be rated PG-13. I'm not sure why Disney Plus is worried about ratings, except that they want to make it family-friendly enough. Apparently, if you say more than one F word in any movie, it's automatically bumped up to an R rating. And there are three F words. I guess, you know, kids just can't hear it repeatedly or they'll just start saying it. You can have one, apparently.
Well, we know all about, well, I should say we don't understand the rules as they refer to us.
Right.
So it's one of those things where you just go, wait, I can say this, but I can't say that.
But I can't say that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Weird.
I always just assume I can't say anything.
Right.
And try to work my way around it.
That's a great way to actually deliver jokes, right?
Oh, my God. It just makes them so, yes.
Okay,
nope.
I'm not going to say that.
Lin-Manuel Miranda, who is the creator and star of
Hamilton. His best work was Moana, by the way, everyone. Check out Moana. And
there
you'll see.
That?
Oh, yeah. And he's good. It's really, really
amazing.
Good. Absolutely.
So he says, on July 3rd, you're getting the whole show, every note and scene, but the MPAA has a hard rule about language. More than one utterance of F is an automatic R rating. We have three Fs in our show, so I literally gave two Fs so the kids could see it. Jazz hands! Thank you.
Good for him.
All right, let me see if I can find my little list of shows.
What's even the point of having them there if one is going to turn, or two, you know, one more than you got is going to turn you into an R? Not even valuable.
I'm looking here through all my freaking lists of darn it all. I think I might have, okay, never mind. I think I might have deleted it. Stranger Things, David Harbour, he plays Hopper in the
show.
He's talking a little bit about season 4. Hopper is in that Russian prison. If you know, spoiler alert for a show that season 3 ended, I don't know, almost a year ago. Mm-hmm. Spoiler alert, spoiler alert. So he's in the Russian prison, and Hopper says, or I should say David Harbour says, it's very epic and very big in a Stranger Things way. He says there's monsters, there's horrors, there's scares. There's also like great Indiana Jones type action. But we get to see some of Hopper's really deep backstory that I guess has been hinted at.
Yeah.
He's saying in season 2,
His daughter. We don't know what happened. We assume that him and his wife broke up, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or the girlfriend, or whatever. Yeah, I don't know, but there's something happened.
So it sounds like we're getting a darker Hopper, and we make a trip into his past. But a lot of fans there's like a fan theory going around that he's, you know, if he gets brainwashed in the Russian prison, then what, you know, and then they send him back, and all of a sudden there he is, but he's got, you know, like a secret agenda. So anyway, it's I'm pretty excited about it, but season 4, it looks like, is underway, and they're
filming
that happen. Looks like it.
Cool.
Or possibly, you know, maybe they have to, because, you know, that they're so heavy on the special effects on that. Maybe it was already done. Can you see if there's a date for when that's going to be released? Hasn't it been like a Halloween release?
I think so. I think that the third, well, I don't know if every season was, but I thought one we waited for, like the third season, was the one where it was a Halloween release.
That sounds right. Yeah, I liked it. I don't know, that first season just was so perfect, but I did like that it continued on, and, you know, I'll definitely still watch it.
I don't see a release date for this.
Oh, you don't even see. I wonder if it's just COVID has just made it. I guess he's talking about it to keep people interested. Maybe he's bored in his house and he's in the house bored and he's like, hey, does anyone want an interview? Did you ever see that? There's a video of him where he's leaving something or other and he's so excited because TMZ is calling.
Yes,
you know,
you showed it to us.
It's so funny. He's the guy who's like, oh my God. Oh, I think that's it. I think I'm officially famous now. Mm-hmm. Oh, TMZ, what do you want to ask me about? And then he like knocks over a trash can because he's, you know, trying to.
He has to start over. He says, hold on, start over again. I'm going to walk this way and just, that way you can try to hound me. I'm going to say, no, get off me. So he plans out this whole little reenactment of him being a celebrity, which is adorable. It's very charming.
He is adorable. Tan Mom, just a quick aside in the news today. She just had a hip replaced.
What?
Yeah. So she's married to a guy named Richard Krenzel. Her name's Patricia Krenzel, Tan Mom. And they're separated, but they still live together because they're of coronavirus. But he just had a heart attack and a stroke last Friday. So so he's in the hospital.
He's married to her on top of that.
Oh, my God, I know. So he's a 51-year-old, Richard Krenzel. He went to the doctor early Friday, was diagnosed with high cholesterol and diabetes, told he was at high risk for a heart attack. He ultimately was sent home with medication, then started sweating and shaking when he got home. They took him to the hospital again on Saturday, and they're like, oh, my God, this guy's in major distress. So they did a surgery to unblock his heart. They went in through his arm. And I guess he's going to have more surgery today to put a stent in his heart. She is recovering from her second hip surgery. She just, you know, she uses those hips so much. She threw them out.
Is she the most famous? Maybe I'm wrong. Didn't we find out about her because she was like putting her kid in the tanning bed?
Yes,
and they busted her for child abuse?
Yeah, I think that she wound up walking on those charges, like she got acquitted from it. But that is how we found out about her, was that, you know, she's like a leather shoe. And she was like, come on, kid, hop in.
Well,
let's get your tan going.
One of the photos was like her practically looking like she was in blackface.
Mm-hmm.
And you wouldn't think tanning could go there. But clearly, if you overdo it, which she was doing, that's what happens to you. She just cooked her skin. But then she had her kid in there, and it just seems weird that she's still famous. And
yeah.
She's, you know, stays in the news. It's so crazy.
Well, I mean, Tan Mom, you know, she did have those hit songs and stuff in, so.
Oh, there it is.
Oh, my God. She is just.
That's it.
Honest to God, you just don't know that someone can get that tan.
Well, I swear to you, if you showed me that picture, I'd say, that person's doing blackface.
Yes.
It looks like makeup, and it looks like you couldn't get that way in a tanning bed. Like,
right.
I just wouldn't even believe it. Like, what? What'd you do to yourself?
Weirdly, though, you know how people who do a tanning bed, like, you put those things over your eyes to keep...
Yeah.
You know, you'd think that, like, I can't really see it in here. Maybe she does have a little bit of that going around her eyes. Maybe she puts makeup on it to even out the tone. I don't know. But, man,
She's gross. She
is, in fact, still in the news. And her husband he's in critical condition, they're saying, after a heart attack and a stroke. So there's that. All right, Vinny, I'm out of time. What's coming up?
I'll get you up to date on the latest news with our local coronavirus problems. And then we'll get into fixing up your house and what a child costs after these.
Ooh.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.